Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we look at issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. This evening on Live Talk, we are talking about the acquittal of Citizens Coalition for Change leader Jameson Timba and 76 other party activists. They were arrested on June 16 for attending a private event to commemorate the Day of the African Child. However, Timba and 65 others will remain in remand prison to face charges of inciting public violence. 12 of their colleagues had all charges dropped by a Harare magistrate. Some people are saying that the continued arrest and harassment of opponents of the government has forced the Zimbabweans to leave the country in large numbers. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the USA. With just over 2 months to go before Election Day in the United States, presidential nominees Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are preparing for their first debate and campaigning on the economy. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns looks at the state of the race.
Donald Trump is campaigning hard on the economy and on Kamala Harris.
Here's what we know about Comrade Kamala Harris. She just doesn't care about the American people, especially hardworking people or middle-class Americans. She just doesn't give a damn about you.
The Harris campaign says it's Trump who'll hurt working families with tax cuts for corporations.
Building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency.
She'll make groceries more affordable by cracking down on price gouging. And she'll cut housing costs by taking on corporate speculators.
The economy is voters' top issue in this election. That's a problem Harris needs to fix quickly, says political consultant Hank Scheinkopf.
She's got to explain why people are paying what they think is more at the gas pump and why their bread costs as much as it does and why the manufacturers of those products are giving them less for their dollar.
Trump running mate J.D. Vance says voting for Harris means losing more U.S. jobs.
Think of all the powerful interests, the broken bureaucracy in this country, the people who've gotten rich shipping your jobs to China. They want Kamala Harris. The only way to beat him and the only way to fight back is at the ballot box this November.
Harris's running mate Tim Walz says it's Democrats who are committed to U.S. workers.
Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, they have something a little different in mind. The only thing these guys know about working people is how to take advantage of them, how to not pay them. Every single chance they've gotten, they've waged a war on workers and the ability to collectively bargain.
With just over 2 months to go, this is a close race. Most public opinion polls show Harris with a slight lead over Trump nationally. Michigan voter David Martinez backs Trump.
He's a true American patriot. I think that he thinks more about people that live in this country than he does himself. Everything that he does is to try to help somebody.
Georgia voter Becca Rush backs Harris.
You know, it's 2024, and we need some fresh blood, and we need a new brighter future.
While continuing to campaign, Trump and Harris will spend much of the next week preparing for their first presidential debate next Tuesday. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
In Harare, Zimbabwe, U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Pamela Tremont, today told the Harare City Council Squads an extension water reservoir where her government, through CDC, is helping with chlorination of water before it reaches residents. Let's hear what she said after the tour.
Just over a month ago, there was a declaration on July 30th that the cholera outbreak was over. That was a real cause for celebration, and I want to congratulate the government of Zimbabwe, the city authorities, and all of the stakeholders here for contributing to that effort. We're very proud to be part of the effort to end the cholera outbreak here in Zimbabwe. As you know, over the last year and a half, there were about 34,000 suspected cases, 4,000 confirmed cases, and very sadly, about 700 deaths. So those stark numbers remind us that it's not completely over. Now we need to turn and focus on prevention. It is of the utmost importance that we prevent future outbreaks and those needless deaths in the future. And, of course, a key part of that is making sure that the residents of Zimbabwe and Harare, in particular in this case, have access to clean and safe drinking water. And chlorination is, of course, a powerful tool in making sure that we're able to fight waterborne diseases such as cholera and the other ones that were mentioned this morning that recur from time to time. So the U.S. government is extremely proud to have been providing instrumental financial and technical assistance to improve the access to safe and clean water in Harare.
That was U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Pamela Tremond, speaking to our reporters in Harare. In Botswana, VOA Africa Division Program Manager Mamoyo Hamza is attending the 15th African Union of Broadcasting General Assembly in Gaborone. Here he speaks with VOA reporter Mkondisi Duwe.
And we are right in there. We've always been doing this. We've been telling the African story, the African way. And that's why it is very necessary and important for us to be members of the AUB so that we can partner with all other broadcasters and be on the same platform, pushing forward, looking at what can we do in broadcasting, what we can expand, what other partnerships we can do, working together. That is very critical for us.
As a new member, what are your expectations from this meeting?
Well, our expectations is we think we are going to have a bigger platform in terms of partnering with more African broadcasters. At the moment, we have a lot of partners in Africa, but these are individual partnerships that we have entered in. But now we, as members of the AUB, then we are using the AUB platform to be able to get more partnership. And that will carry us forward on both ways, with our partners and ourselves. One of the biggest things that we're trying to do at the moment is co-production. And the more partners we have, the better we can do co-production.
In terms of this theme, there is talk around artificial intelligence and the issue of climate change. How are you handling those two subjects at the Voice of America?
That is something that is also very important for us. It's something that we're doing. As you say, there are so many advantages with artificial intelligence, but at the same time, there are some risks. So we have to be aware of what we are dealing with. And in terms of climate change, as the keynote speaker, Vice President of Botswana said here, I mean, there's a lot of audiovisual waste, you know, and that is something that can affect the climate. And we also have to be aware of that. And our coverage is the biggest thing we can do to inform the people of what we are facing.
That was VOA Africa Division Program Manager Mamoyo Hamza speaking with reporter Mkondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana. Back to our topic of the day. A Harare magistrate today acquitted CCC faction leader Jameson Timber and 76 others of disorderly conduct charges. However, Timber and other CCC activists remained in custody on another charge of incitement to commit public violence, while 12 others were freed on this second case. The 78 opposition party activists were arrested on June 16 this year after they had gathered at Timber's home in Avondale, Harare, to commemorate the Day of the African Child. Zimbabwe human rights lawyer Jeremiah Bamu, who is one of the lawyers representing the opposition CCC activists, updates reporters on what transpired in the courts.
First, it's delivered separately. The ruling with respect to Ndapuwa Shon Timber, who was accused number 51. He was discharged at the close of the state case with respect to both counts. And then, with respect to the remaining of the accused persons, they were facing two charges. The first one, participating in a gathering with intent to promote public violence and resistance to peace, and the second one, of disorderly conduct in a public place. They were all found not guilty and were acquitted on the second count of disorderly conduct in a public place. And with respect to the first count of participating in a gathering, in a public gathering, at least 11 of them were discharged and found not guilty at the close of the state case, with the remaining being put to their defense.
That was Zimbabwe human rights lawyer Jeremiah Bamu speaking to reporters at the court. In another case that was before the court, three human rights leaders, Namatai Kwekweza, Robson Chere, and Samuel Gwenzi, who were arrested at the Robert Gabriel Mugabe International Airport in Harare on July 31st this year, have been granted $150 bail each by the High Court. The trio were arrested together with Vusumuzi Moyo on their way to Victoria Falls and were subsequently charged with disorderly conduct after they were accused of participating in a protest in solidarity with Timba and others. Human rights defenders and opposition members accused the government of harassing citizens ahead of the 44th Ordinary SADC Summit, Heads of State and Government, that was held in Harare last month. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. To kick off our discussion, we are now joined by Mr. Makomborero Aruzivishe, who is a member of the Advisory Council of Action for Southern Africa, and political analyst and ZANU-PF member, Mr. Masimba Mavaza, who is also a lawyer. They are both in Britain. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you for coming us and
thank you so
to
much.
The viewership.
Thank you so much. Dr. Mavaza, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me start with you, Mr. Aruzivishe. What's your comment on the acquittal of CCC faction leader Jameson Timba and other members of his party on charges of gathering to disturb peace?
This is clear abuse of the justice system targeting at citizens who have views different to the government. This is clear proof of, judicial capture. Why am I saying so? I am saying so because a few days ago, which is last week, the ZANU-PF spokesperson gave a directive to the judiciary in Zimbabwe that they can now free opposition activists, they can now free pro-democracy activists because the SADC summit was over. And this, proved to everyone that courts are politically micromanaged by ZANU-PF. This has happened since the, unconstitutional military coup that happened in 2017. Ever since the constitution was updated, it has never, been in effect. And we saw people suffering, people like the Afondo 78, they were tortured. A mother is critically injured. A mother lost a baby and was not even granted the right to bury the baby. A mother and another mother with a one-year-old baby were in prison and only to be acquitted despite being denied bail, despite being branded as criminal, said they committed no crime. All they had done was to commemorate, the day of the African child, which was, remembering the legacies of apartheid and also remembering that they need to be replaced with, with justice, human rights and peace, that it should never happen again. And it's ironic how the Zimbabwean government did this attack on innocent citizens, persecuted them for commemorating, the death of the African child. So there's nothing to celebrate here. What we should be concerned with more is to say that judicial capture must stop, persecution of citizens, the justice system must stop.
Thank you so much, Mr. Arzuishi. Please do stay on the line. Dr. Mavaza, you heard what Mr. Arzuishi said. He said that this shows that the courts are captured because it came after ZANU-PF spokesperson Ambassador Christopher Muchangwa had said that now the courts can free his and opposition members. What's your take on this?
To start with, I would like to probably say I do understand Mr. Arzuishi because he is still studying the law, so he might not be understanding it very well. The truth of the matter is the courts are not controlled by politicians. When a matter is in court, it is entirely up to the judges or magistrates to deal with that matter. Now, referring to what Comrade Chris Mchangwa said, he did not give a directive to the courts to release anybody. He simply said, now that subject is over, if the courts release these people, there will be no problem because there is nothing we are protecting from. So in other words, he simply says the people have committed a crime during the SADC issue. And when they did that, because there was SADC going on, it does not suspend the law. If you break the law during any international event, you will be arrested. And he simply says, now that the event is gone, if they are released, he will not be having crowns. Nobody will be worried about what they will do to tarnish the image of, yes, of the country.
Let me interject there, Dr. Mavaza. But you are still clearly saying that Ambassador Muchangwa said this in response to what Mr. Arzuishi just said. So it means that ZANU-PF is controlling the courts in this case. Because if you are saying that Ambassador Muchangwa just said now they can be released because SADC is over, it means that they have a say we are in the operations of the courts.
No, that means they have not understood what I said. I said Ambassador Muchangwa said if they are released now, there will be no crowds. There will be no problem. It was his prayer that they be released. He felt for them as a human being. He felt for them as a father. And he says, if they are released, there will be no problem. So he did not say they must now be released because he has no power. And after that, even if he said so, the 78 have not been released even though they were acquitted because they still have another charge they are going through. They still have another charge they are facing at the moment. So if you look at that, there is no directive given to the judiciary to release anybody. But if it happened that they were released or the other three were released today on bail, it does not mean that the case is over. It simply means the end of justice has reached them and it has been pronounced. Mm-hmm. So you know, on the two issues we have, the other three were given bail. It does not mean that their case is over. The other 78 were acquitted on one charge and not on the other. So in the other way, there is no instruction taken. The justice is taking its course. The end of justice are moving. The wheels are moving. They are very slow, but they are moving. So in other words, there is no capture of any judiciary system in Zimbabwe. We follow the rule of law to the fullest, and therefore it must be known.
Vaaruzivishe, tichitarisa mamiro akaita zvino, turi kunzwa vamwe vana veZimbabwe vari kuti nyaya yakaita saiyo yekuti unongosungwa wogara mujeri kwemazuva akawanda, tichiona ava vatimbani vamwe vavo vagara mazuva anosvika makumi masere kana kuti 8 dare rozokuwanai musina mhosva. Zvimwe zvinhu zviri kuita kuti vana veZimbabwe vanga vachishungurudzika. Munoona sei padanho irori? Nokuti vamwe vari kuti ndo zviri kukonzera vana veZimbabwe kubuda munyika vachitiza vachienda kune dzimwe nyika.
Yes, that's the reality, and the big elephant in the room is capture of state institutions, it's capture of the justice system. Mr. Mawaza here, in his response, he tried to dismiss me saying I just started learning law, but he's forgetting that I have a rich experience with regards to rule of law in Zimbabwe, with regards to the Zimbabwean justice system. Of course, I know both him and me are refugees. I'm a political refugee and he's an economic refugee. So when I had this experience, it already long fled Zimbabwe because of this very same problem. I want to give you like a little experience. I was arrested 37 times by this same justice system based on politically motivated charges, and I have zero conviction. So with regards to victims, you know, political victims and the justice system has a conviction record of less than 2%. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And this shows, this is proof that the courts are captured and they follow political instructions from ZANU-PF, which has captured the court. Mr. Ntshangwa himself, when his son was arrested a few months back, he raised issues of the judicial capture, saying his son was being targeted. So, and him being the mouthpiece, the official mouthpiece, remember, Mr. Ntshangwa, yes, Mr. Mafasa might say, Marco has just started learning law, despite me, of course, scoring distinctions now in the law that I just started, the law studies that I have just started. Mr. Ntshangwa is very educated. Mr. Ntshangwa has been an ambassador to China. Mr. Ntshangwa has held ministerial positions. But when his son was arrested, he decried this same judicial capture. And he also proved that this judicial capture, when he mentioned that he, during his directive to the court, that they can now release them. Because he knew that they had committed no crime. And Mr. Mafasa is still continuing to say that these people committed the crime. No, they've just been acquitted. And they are still accused persons. So they committed no crime. And there's been no proven that they were innocent by this very same court, because there's no crime that they committed.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many other examples of Ms. Jobs Kala, Advocate Fadai Maere, who have been arrested and been detained in pre-trial detention. I've mentioned them alone, but there are many more. And these people don't have any conviction. So the courts are captured is the elephant in the room. And we can even go further to Zimbabwe's efforts to rejoin the Commonwealth. One of the critical terms and conditions set by the Commonwealth was that there is need for reforms in Zimbabwe, and this human rights reforms also include this case of judicial capture. So instead of trying to lie to the people of Zimbabwe, instead of trying what Ms. Mafasa is trying to justify the unjustifiable, we need to focus on, you know, proper development, and it can only come when rule of law is expected in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
This is the reason why sons and daughters of Zimbabwe went to the liberation struggle. This is the reason why sons and daughters of Zimbabwe are fighting in the National Democratic Initiative to try to see that Zimbabwe, we go back from all this and focus on progressive politics.
Thank you so much, thank you, Mr. Aruzishi. Please do stay on the line. Dr. Mafasa, vanhu vari kuchema kuti vanhu vakagara mutirongo kwemazuva anokwana kuita makumi masere 80 vochizonzi nedare havana mhosva, asi vanga vachienda kumatare mamwe chete iwayo kwemazuva ese mwedzi ingada kusvika mitatu. Chii chaita kuti dare ritore nguva yakareba kudai richitadza kungoona kuti vanhu havana mhosva?
Chokutanga ndechekuti kana uchinge wasungwa nemapurisa, wasungwa nekuti mapurisa ari kufungidzira kuti pane mhosva. Ndo panonzi pachirungu suspicion. Saka kana uchinge wasunga on that suspicion, unozoendeswa kudare. Dare rekutanga raunoenda rinonzi remand court rinongobvumira chete kuti uchengetedzwe uri muusungwa, kana kuti uende kumba asi uri pasi peusungwa kusvika nyaya yako yapera. Dare iroro haritonge nyaya yako, hariongorere nyaya yako, rinongora kuti nyaya yataurwa iyi pane mutemo here uri kunzi wachikorwa. Kuti wachikorwa zvishuwa here zvinozoonekwa namusi wekutongwa. Ngeri kunozoenda kudare rechipiri ndokwavanenge vakuzotongwa nyaya yako, ndokunozodaidzwa vafakazi vanotaura kuti ai zvakaitika uro hazvina. Iro dare rinotarisa mutemo wacho nezvakaitika kuti pangadare patyorwa mutemo here. Saka mazuva manokwana makumi masere akapfuura aya, vanga vatasvika padare rekupedzisira rinotonga, vanga vari ngori padare rinovachengetedza vichivadaidza masvondo maivi ega ega inonzi remand. Kana tikabva ipapo zvakare tinoda kuti mutizive kuti pavanhu makumi manomwe nemasere vakasungwa, hurumende kana kuti maprosecutors kana kuti vachuchisi vakatora nguva diki diki isina kumbobva yasungiridzika kuti nyaya yavo ipere nekupinda mukoti nekubva yatongopera sanhasi, nekuti vaitarisa nyaya imwe pamunhu mumwe nemumwe nenyaya yake imwe neimwe. Saka kutarisa nyaya dzevanhu vari about 80 people and beat in 80 days, it means vakazviita zuva rimwe chete panyaya imwe chete. Saka havana kumbogara nguva yakareba, havana kuchinga zviri pamutemo. Chakangoitika ndechekuti nyaya yavo, nyaya dzavo dzavakapara yakabatanidzwa kuti yapara kamwe chete. Saka vakanga vachinzi vari kufungidzwa kuti yapara mhosva vari chikwata. asi kana ichitongwa hamutongwe sechikwata mumwe nemumwe anomirira nyaya yake asi iri pachikwata kudaro chepiri ndoda kuti ndingopindura varuzivishe kuti varuzivishe pane mutsauko wekuva musungwa haukwanise kuti ndine experience yekusungwa yekudya mutemo wanga uri musunga usinganzwisisi mutemo ini ndakashanda ndiri muchuchisi ndikashanda ndiri mutongi ndikashanda ndiri munhu anodzivirira vanenge vapara mhosva saka kana ndiri kukudza neexperience yemutemo pese pandakashanda muzimbabwe ndichichuchisa kana ndichitonga handina kumbobvira ndatumwa nehurumende kuti ndiite basa kana ndiburitse munhu akaburitsa ndaita semaonero anoita mutemo saka zimbabwe inotarisa mutemo haitarisi kuti wabuda mbamani unotongwa nemutemo semanyorerwo awakaitwa.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Mr. Haruzivish, we also saw the release from remand of Namatai Kwekweza, Robson Chere, and Samuel Gwenzi after the order to pay $150 as bail by the High Court. What's your take on that?
This is a subversion of justice. Namatai, in the first instance, Samuel Gwenzi and the amalgamated law teachers association of Zimbabwe, Mr. Robson Chere, were arrested at the airport when they had been cleared by the security to board an airport. That's when they were arrested. And besides, they were different. Namatai was accused of participating in a solidarity protest to demand the freedom of the Afondo 78. Yet Namatai was not in the country. Evidence is there from a travel agent. Evidence is there on a passport that she was not in the country. So, and all of them, they were not there at that protest which they are being accused of. So, Mr. Mafasa, yes, we are going to have experience in the justice system in Zimbabwe. But kuonekwa nevana veZimbabwe nekuda kwezvanopera ngavasakangamwa izvozvo ini zvandiri kutaura ndirikutaura semunhu aiva muZimbabwe pamakore makumi maviri avanga vasimo semunhu akaexperienza zviri kuitika zvekuti unosungwa bail is a right but zviri kuitiwa nehurumende ndezvekuti they are not giving vanhu bail zviri pamutemo nekuti vanozoti vanhu havana mhosva so chavanokwanisa kuita kuvachengetedza kwenguva yakareba vari mutongo vachirwadziwa suffering knowing kuti vanhu ava havana mhosva yavanayo so vatambudza kwatokwanisa kuvaita kuvanyima kodzero dzavo sebail kuvanyima their bail so that they suffer in prison because pavanongobuda hapana kana mhosva yavanobata vanayo nokuti havana mhosva Namatai kugara kwaakaita mijere iye ane umbowo tanga asiri munyika panguva yaipaitwa kuratidzira ukuku.
Thank you so much. Let me throw a question to Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, people are also accusing the courts of being captured because they take long to grant bail to accused persons which they think should be given as soon as someone appears in court because it's their right.
No, I think people would be wrong to think that the courts are captured. The first thing the court did was to refuse bail, which means they did deal with the bail issue and they didn't find it necessary to grant bail. So they did not take long. They did the very first day they appeared in court, they were denied bail. That was
Thank
the
court
decision. So we cannot say that it took long.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. That brings us to the end of our show. We would like to take this opportunity to thank our guest, Mr. Makomberero Haruzivishe, who is a member of the Advisory Council of Action for Southern Africa, and Dr. Masimba Mavaza, who is a political analyst and ZANU-PF member, and both are based in Britain. Signing off, I am Jonga Kandemiri in Washington.